Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee of Prevent Connect, and I am today speaking with Zoe Flowers, who is the Program Manager of the Women of Color Network, and Jane Ralph, who is the Executive Director of the Corina Howard Nichols Center. And Zoe and Jane and I are going to be talking about the Women of Color Network's National Call to Action Summit and Conference that's going to be held on May 20th to 22nd in San Diego, California. How are you doing, Zoe and Jane?
Doing great, David. Thank you.
Great. Well, I'm really excited to be able to see that this, I believe, is the third National Call to Action Summit and Conference, and it's a really important opportunity. Zoe, why don't you describe what the 2015 National Call to Action Summit and Conference is?
Sure. So our 2015 conference is titled Coming Full Circle, Survivors and Communities of Color Leading the Way to Justice and Healing is really just that. It is a time for survivors and communities of color to really come together to engage with each other. It's sort of like a family reunion in a lot of ways. It's to really reconnect and find out what's been happening since our last two call to actions, to build on the work that we've already begun, and also to discuss some of the things that are going on currently, the current social climate, and things that are obviously going on in the field. And it is also a way to support leadership for survivors and women of color.
And what I love is that it's really focusing about the ways of moving towards justice and really creating communities that are going to be safe and just and be able to place, ensure that women of color have leadership in being able to take that work forward.
Absolutely. And we are really stepping forward in response to a lot of the things that are happening nationally around the high-profile cases. We've really started to take that on in a larger way and help folks connect the violence that's happening against communities of color and within communities of color. We're really helping them link that to domestic and sexual violence and ways for prevention, ideas and strategies for prevention. So we're really excited about this year's conference.
Well, and that's so important because we know that indeed that the issues of domestic and sexual violence are not isolated and that they are absolutely intricately linked to the overall issues of oppression and racism and sexism that exist within our society. So this is a great opportunity to explicitly explore those issues.
Absolutely.
And now, so not only is there the conference itself, but there's also some other meetings. Jane, why don't you talk about the Work with Firing Allies Summit that's going to be held at the beginning?
Sure. Well, there will be both Women of Color Summit for women of color and tribal women to work together, and then an opportunity for aspiring allies, really of all genders, who want to work from their place of privilege to support women of color leadership. I'm really excited about it this year because it's the first time that the bulk of the work will be done with mixed gender audiences, so men of color, white men, white women, people of other genders, all working together toward this goal of supporting women of color leadership.
That's very exciting and a new development. Why is it important for aspiring allies to be at this event? I think we know why it's important for women of color and indigenous women to be able to gather. But why is it important for aspiring allies to also be joining this effort?
I think this is actually something prevention people have gotten a handle on probably before. Some of us who work more one-on-one with survivors in the advocacy realm, and that is that to end domestic and sexual violence, to do anti-violence work, really requires an anti-oppression framework, and to do that really requires an anti-racism framework. And when we work on all those things together, we have a better chance of ending violence against all women and really people of all genders. And so the things have to be linked, and we have to learn the lessons that I think many of the prevention people are leading the way on, which is working more broadly with underrepresented populations, recognizing that audience makes a difference and that we need to be in touch with the communities of color that are in our neighborhoods or maybe more particularly that are not in our neighborhoods and find out why and do our own analysis, do our own relationship building, and work together so that violence against all women can end.
So, Jane, can you tell me why personally it's important for you to be part of this? I know you've been involved in all three of these national gatherings.
I have. I was relatively new to the movement of domestic and sexual violence work when I came in contact with the Women of Color Network. And anti-racism work has been important to me and been something that's been central to my work for over 25 years in a variety of arenas. And putting that together with the day-to-day domestic violence work to start to interconnect those things so that it isn't an add-on, as unfortunately for white people it often is. But to truly integrate that work is something that I think the Women of Color Network does better than anybody. And to be a part of it is really an honor. I'm from Vermont. This is where I do my work. And it's a place where Abenaki and communities of color are often made invisible. And we lose that leadership when we fail to notice the leadership in our midst. And so from a very selfish point of view, it's to help me do my job better on a day-to-day basis. My values require me to do this, and I think it's the means to ending violence against all people.
Zoe, why is this important for you to be participating in this summit and conference?
Well, I love this conference. This will be my third conference as well, and there is really no other conference where women of color actually get to be at the center of the conversation in this work. There just isn't a space for women of color to just get together and say to aspiring men of color, aspiring allied men of color and white women, not only what's important to us, but what we would like to see them do. And so it's just really, really important for us to have these spaces. And they're also spaces of great affirmation and spaces of healing, because there's still a lot of things that need to be healed in this movement when it comes to women of color.
I really think this is an important, and I know when I was there in 2010, how exciting it was to be able to see the centrality of women of color to thinking about how we are doing that's work, and that's an important part in us building this movement. How do you see, Zoe, this call to action summit and conference contributing to our prevention work and how we're going to be preventing sexual and domestic violence?
So one of the things that we're going to be talking about throughout the entire summit and conference are the root causes of domestic and sexual violence. That will be central to almost every workshop that we have. And so what we really want folks to do is to really start to see how they can weave this into their everyday work and have a new framework about what the root causes are and how they can implement it into their work.
And I think that this is so important, because I think one of the tasks now in the prevention world is how do we create linkages between the issues of sexual and domestic violence and other issues such as racism, and to be able to then think about how do we then create those solutions that address both of those issues to create the change necessary. And so I think this conference becomes a really great opportunity for us to really explore how we can be able to do that work.
And I think that's one of the things that I love so much about doing prevention work. It really gave me an opportunity to work with new voices, new leadership, working with non-traditional partners. I think that's so key to the prevention work, just like what Jane was talking about earlier. And not only that, it gives us a chance to really talk about the world we want to see. And having young people at the table, you know, is so important. I learned so much from just that piece alone.
Right, and then fundamentally this is a conference that's going to help the building blocks of how do we change culture, how do we change our community to become a community that's going to be honoring the leadership of women of color and being able to address these issues and being able to, at the same time, work towards preventing sexual and domestic violence.
Absolutely.
Zoe, who should be attending this conference and summit?
Well, obviously we want survivors of color, women of color, women of color advocates, who are working in mainstream organizations. We would love to have you there, activists, community organizers, folks from the faith community, healthcare professionals. We also have some art-focused sessions happening this year. So if you're an artist working in this field, we would love for you to come out. And also if you're a healer who's working with domestic and sexual assault survivors, we would love to see you as well.
And Jane, who else do you think should be attending this conference?
You know, first of all, obviously it's so important for women of color and tribal women to be there and to have an opportunity to be at the center and not be pushed to the periphery. So that's a great opportunity. It's also a great opportunity for, you know, white women in leadership in this movement. That's still the primary group that leads mainstream programs, coalitions, that sort of thing. men of all races. It's really, really important that this opportunity for men and women to work together be taken advantage of, and not just men that work in the movement, although, you know, certainly men in prevention are important, but law enforcement, prosecutors, all of the folks that work in the allied professional fields are really crucial. And I would also love to see much greater gender diversity. I've been thrilled at earlier WOCN gatherings where queer people, transgender folks, have been able to have a voice in ways that other OVW technical assistance places strive for but don't achieve to the degree Women of Color Network does. And it's so great that this is an OVW technical assistance approved opportunity. So that provides some funding opportunities. I would love to see young people, you know, and I'd love to see my colleagues from Vermont.
Well, great. Thank you so much. We've been talking about the 2015 National Call to Action Summit and Conference that is being held by the Women of Color Network. This is going to be held May 20th to 22nd in San Diego, California. Registration is open now, so you can go ahead and register. You can go to the Women of Color Network webpage, www.wocninc.org. You can also follow Women of Color Network on Twitter and like them on Facebook, and great ways to get information. And so I want to encourage people to register today. Zoe, any last words about this for our audience?
Yeah, again, please follow us on Twitter. I post lots of prevention based things on there very often. So it's at WOCN Network on Twitter, so that would be great. And again, we'd love to see you in San Diego. It's going to be a great conference. You're going to learn a lot, and you're going to have fun too.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I've been talking to Zoe Flowers, who's the program manager of Women Color Network, and also Jane Ralph, who's the executive director of the Clarina Howard Nichols Center. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, David.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit CalCASA.org. That's CalCASA.org.